Boys and girls, I'm going to read another sermon to you this morning that was spoken by the Reverend William Swan Plumer to children in his day many years ago, and it's called The Study of the Bible. And the text of Scripture is John chapter 5, verse 39, "Search the Scriptures." The Scriptures are the Word of God. In them God speaks to every man that hears or reads his holy word. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. It is everyone's duty to search the Scriptures. Christ says so in the text. Let me ask you to attend to some things which I wish to say on this subject. The study of the Bible is a great matter. The Holy Book treats of God, of man, of time, of eternity, of heaven and of hell. It speaks only truth on all matters. He who knows the Bible well may be wise and good and happy, though he never sees any other book. The Bible is full of truths, even of the very greatest truths. As there is no God like the true God, so there is no book like God's book. It does more good in the world than all other books beside. All whose hearts were not wicked have found it sweeter than honey and more precious than gold. It is true you will find some hard things in the Bible. It is like a lake so deep in the middle that an elephant may swim in it, but along the shore a lamb may wade and not be drowned. If you are a child, like the lamb, you can walk near the shore. There may be things in the Bible that you will never fully know, but if your heart is right with God, you can learn all that you need to know. It is true, our minds are very weak. The greatest man knows but very little of what might be known. But where was there ever a man or even a child that searched the Scriptures and did not learn that which ought to do him good? I will now tell you what you must be and what you must feel if you would get much good by searching the Scriptures. You must love the truth. You know you ought to love it. He who does not love it must still be in his sins. You ought to love the truth much. You ought to love it more than you love money or sleep or play or anything else. You ought not to think that you now know much. But you ought to search the Bible with low thoughts of your own mind, for it is very weak. When anything is hard, ask those who can teach you. You ought also to read the Bible in the fear of God. I have known some people to make a jest of the truths of Scripture. I hope you will never do that. The great and good Martin Luther said, "When God would destroy a man, he lets him make a jest of sacred things." If you wish to have mirth, let it not be profane, but innocent. If you would learn much, you must search the Scriptures often and day by day. A very wise man said once, "Get a little at a time, and so often as you can, and you will soon know a great deal." You must also be patient and not hasty. No one expects little children to think and study as much as old people ought to do. Still, they may search the Bible much more than most of them do. You must also pray to God to open your eyes. David was a great and good man, yet he often prayed thus, "Teach me thy statutes. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." If David had need to pray thus, surely you ought to ask God to teach you. If you would learn much and well, you must practice what you learn. The best way to keep the Word of God in mind is to keep it in your life. Christ Jesus said, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God." James says, "If any man be a hearer of the Word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is." The Bible is a mirror. It shows us what we are, and we ought to look into it very often and do what we find it teaches. Practice is the very life of godliness. To know what is right and not do it is wicked, for to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. He who will thus search the Scriptures shall come to know a great deal about the greatest things. David says that he knew more than all his teachers and more than the ancients, because he studied and kept God's word. The entrance of God's word giveth light. You need not be afraid that you will soon learn all that is in the Bible. It is like a gold mine, where a man may dig every day of his life and find much gold, and yet there will be plenty left for all his children to dig as much as they want all their lives. The word of God is also a great comfort to us when we are sad and afflicted. Indeed, it is the only comfort we sometimes have. David says, "Unless thy law had been my delight, I should have perished in mine affliction." How thankful then you ought to be that you have God's holy word. Thousands and millions of children have it not. I hope you all do what is in your power to help to send the Bible all over the world. Could not each of you save a little money and give it to this good cause? Try. It is right for little boys and girls to have some time to play. If you would take less time to play and more to read the Bible, would it not be better? I would be glad, and I do not think any of you would ever be sorry if you would get a great deal of Scripture by heart. You could very soon get a whole psalm or a whole chapter, and then it would be yours for life. When a priest took the New Testament from a little boy once in Russia and burned it, the boy said, "I have got the first 7 chapters of Matthew by heart." "I guess you can't burn that." I read not long ago of a boy who got only 1 verse by heart, and when he grew to be a man, it was the means of his salvation. I hope you have all learned the 23rd Psalm by this time. Let us pray. O Lord, thy word is truth. We thank thee for the Bible. We thank thee that we can read it and hear it. It is better than all other books. It converts the soul. It makes wise the simple. It rejoices the heart. It tells us the greatest things and the best things. Give us grace to love it and to do what it requires. Give us the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, that we may see clearly what our duty is and what thy will is. In mercy, give us faith, that we may believe with all our hearts all that thou hast spoken. And we ask all for Christ's sake. Amen.